Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. They've been thinking about it for 10 or 15 years, but 4 years ago, Clara and Ronnie Patton, operators of the last dairy farm in Laurel County, started Wildcat Mountain Cheese.
Being the last dairy, the dynamics were changing. Made it a little bit more difficult to get our milk picked up and hauled, especially with reasonable rates when the economy was on the roller coaster that it has been for about the last 6 to 8 years.
They got help from the Kentucky Center for Ag and Rural Development, KCARD, first with a business plan, in a year or two with help for a value-added grant for financing. They took the plunge.
Definitely. It was a major undertaking, changing gears, going from public job to working for ourselves. Of course, my husband's worked on the farm all along, and you know, it's a sink or swim situation.
Clara, with a UK degree in food science, knew a little about the business. They now make three types of cheddars, a Gouda and a Colby.
And then one of our products that we definitely wanted to put out was the fresh cheese curds. And we do those in three flavors. We do one plain. We add some Italian seasoning to some. And then we have we call it red hot. It has a red pepper flake.
More in a minute. We'll be right back.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, excellent.
It's really good. Where did the pork come from?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Ragland family from LaRue County, Kentucky. We have farmed on Shady Rest Farm since 1925. We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Whether it's at your local market or your favorite restaurant, we provide the best quality pork for our consumers. Kentucky Farm Families. Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
The Pattons still sell about 80% of their milk through traditional channels, with 20% into cheese, but Clara feels the cheese percentage will be expanding. The business is going well, and I had to admit to Clara that I was unfamiliar with that one product she had mentioned.
A lot of people have never even had a fresh cheese curd, so they're really fascinated with the products at the market, especially where they can taste them.
So they serve those when they sell at farmers markets.
We do one in Corbin on Tuesday evenings. We're in Madison County on Saturday mornings at the downtown Richmond Farmers Market. That runs from 9 to 1. They can come directly to the farm. We have a little storefront at our cheese facility here in East Bernstadt, and they can contact us via Facebook.
Their business again is Wildcat Mountain Cheese, and further contact information available by email at wildcatmountaincheese@windstream.net. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.